There we go. You don't grow any age at all, man. You look the same, man. All right, let's do this. My name is Jorge Antonio Alvarez, was known as J.A. Alvarez back in the maiden days. And I'm from Chicago, Illinois, out of Clemente High School. Coach Maiden has been coaching for 40 years. 40 years. I can't talk about all the 40 years because I only been with them for maybe four, 10% of the time. But from what I know is he's done a lot of great things for especially us inner city kids that would probably when I had opportunities to travel places or be in front of different prospective scouts or be able to play in these nice, big, huge stadiums. Opportunities that we see as kids will always love to have an opportunity to do so. And those opportunities were created because of Coach Maiden. I was lucky and fortunate to go to school like Clemente, where we're able to go to Wrigley and Comiskey because we had a good team, we got the records, and we were to play in those stadiums. But a lot of the inner city kids, that they're great ball players, but they didn't have the caliber as far as a team. When Maiden took all of us, like little Avengers, different superheroes, created this Avenger team, and we played in these different tournaments, we had a chance. Actually, we did play in Comiskey and Wrigley under Maiden for a couple years. So what I see is he provides opportunity that I feel we would not have in any other place, especially us being inner city urban kids. What year did I play for Coach Maiden? It started 97 all the way to like maybe 99, maybe even 2000, maybe even 96 to 2000. Around that 3-4 year stint where is where I first started, and I kind of just held on to Maiden and being able to play with all these different tournaments and all these cool teammates from the north side to the south side. You never see where north side, south side kids get together like this, and it's just about playing ball and having a good time. How did I meet Coach Maiden? I heard of the name around you. I mean, if you're playing inner city baseball in Chicago, you hear about Coach Maiden. So I probably walked by him, didn't even know who he was. I just heard the name. I saw who he was. But my father was the biggest supporter, my number one fan, my hero. He always wants to keep pushing for us and always gives the best opportunity out there for me and my brother to get out there and play some baseball. And he heard of the name Maiden too. And I think he reached out to Coach Maiden and they connected. And he goes, okay, because I probably heard of your kid, but I definitely know the program, Clemente. He goes, these are my auditions or my tryouts that I'm having. Have your son come out. And if he's what you say he is, I'll recognize the talent. And if it works out, then we'll see what kind of opportunities we could bring for him. Oh, man. Some of the places I had an opportunity to play with Coach Maiden. We've been to the AAU tournament out in Florida, Kansas City, Pennsylvania. Is it called Penn? Altoona, I think. I said Florida already. We went to Puerto Rico for like I think 10 days. That was awesome because that's where my family's from, Puerto Rico. I am Puerto Rican, but I was born and raised in Chicago. So it was great to see some of my family, aunts and uncles come see me play baseball out there. We play some nice stadiums out there. And then the one I'll never forget is Hawaii. Man, to this day I still think about that trip. I just went there 2 years ago on my honeymoon and it brought flashbacks from the places we played and hung out and just the memories you have forever lasting. This is, plus 20 years, and for another 20 years, I'm always going to remember that. The players had a lot of character, man. I'm one that has the team and players, what they were like. They're like me, meaning we all had our different characters, and, it was about playing baseball, connecting. We all had our own inner problems, meaning from where we're at, the neighborhoods are growing up. But once we got on that baseball field, we just had one objective. Nothing mattered, no matter what happened before, after. We knew what we wanted to do. We always wanted to be on that baseball field. It was like our haven for us. And man, it was awesome, man. I still have friends that I met from there 20 years ago. I went to college with some of them. And then, now because of social media with Facebook and Instagram, I'm able to stay connected with them and see what their livelihoods are looking like and stay connected with a lot of them. So that's basically, in a nutshell for me. What was life like on the road with the team? Unless we would win, it'll be easier to enjoy the day because then Coach Maiden is, he's cool for the day. Because we'll go for a tournament, you're gone for at least 3-4 days, sometimes longer, depending, you know, what kind of competition it is. It could be a tournament where you keep playing till you fall off, meaning you no longer, you know, you lose out of a bracket, but you keep winning the bracket, you stay longer sometimes. So if you stay longer, then you know it's a good thing because you're winning and your coach meeting is in a good mood. So it's easier to have some fun, crack jokes when we go out to eat. We, you know, usually take us out to different, back then there's a lot of different buffet places we used to go to. And I say that's the easiest way to feed kids, right? Just put them in a buffet and, you know, get back to the hotel room. Couldn't do much outside the hotel room because once again, you know, we're between the ages of 17, 18, 19. So it's not like we could sneak out and go to a club.
That's what was happening.
But, you know, it got to a point where baseball was everything. Like, once we're back in our hotel, I think we'll find lights or somewhere, and then we'll have wiffle balls, and we'll go back the back of the hotel, find an open field, and start playing wiffle ball. Like, we just love baseball. Yeah, we'll go from room to room, joke around, and, you know, pull pranks and stuff like that, and, you know, crack on each other once a little bit, you know. But it was all in fun. Everyone, you know, everyone's on the same page. But if you lost, if we lost the game, Maiden will make sure lights were out a certain time, and and we had to be at the baseball field the next day extra early to practice before the game was ready to make sure, you know. So we knew we lost unless we played a good game, and we just, you know, sometimes you lose those good games 3-2, 4-3, and you know it's fine. But you as a player, you understand, like, okay, a loss is a loss, and we want to make sure our coach goes home happy. We want to go home happy because he did so much stuff to just have us here on this platform or this field or this different state, being exposed to different other parts of the country with different other scouts and other teams and other college coaches. So off the field, it depends how that day went for our game.